AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. On the day before the third anniversary of the Capitol riot, President Biden is calling it a day where America was almost lost.
Lost it all. Today, we're here to answer the most important of questions. Is democracy still America's sacred cause?
The president is near Valley Forge, Pennsylvania, where George Washington and the Continental Army spent a bleak winter nearly 250 years ago. He says the riot is a vivid reminder how democracy can be tested.
Trump exhausted every legal avenue available to him to overturn the election. Every one. But the legal path just took Trump back to the truth. That I'd won the election and he was a loser.
Harry Dunn, a former police officer who was at the Capitol on the day of the riot, is now running for a seat in Congress from Maryland.
We can't ever let this happen again. And you've heard it from Trump himself. He is hell-bent on finishing what he started this day.
Dunn is running in a crowded Democratic primary to replace John Sarbanes, a Democrat who's not seeking re-election. House Republicans plan to move ahead next week with holding President Biden's son Hunter in contempt of Congress after defying a congressional subpoena to appear for a private deposition last month. Hunter Biden wanted a deposition in public. People felt some shaking around Los Angeles today. It was a moderate 4.2 magnitude earthquake. This donut shop manager in Ontario, California, felt it.
I would say probably a quake, like about 10-second top. So we're like, oh, what should we do? And so we're like, okay, it went back. So we're good.
He spoke to KABC. There's no immediate reports of damage to buildings or injuries. The Food and Drug Administration is clearing the way for Florida's first-in-the-nation plan to import prescription drugs from Canada. This is AP News. Pepsi Company products are off the shelves at a big European grocery store.
Global supermarket chain Carrefour will stop selling PepsiCo products in its stores in France, Belgium, Spain, and Italy over price increases for popular items like Lay's potato chips, Quaker Oats, Lipton tea, and its namesake soda. The French grocery chain says we no longer sell this brand due to unacceptable price hikes. PepsiCo says it will continue to engage in good faith in order to try to ensure that our products are available. PepsiCo has raised prices by double-digit percentages for 7 straight quarters. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Court documents show Tampa Bay Rays shortstop Wander Franco appeared in a Dominican court to face allegations he had a brief relationship with a 14-year-old girl and gave her mother a small car and thousands of dollars in exchange for her consent. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.